Doctor Who, Sentinel, written by Matthew Kapelke, Part 2.
What's going on, Doctor?
It seems that a hostile force is attacking this station and they've sent across a boarding party.
Oh dear. Doctor, look! Is he dead?
Yes, I'm afraid he is. Chloe, let's get back to the storeroom, grab those components, and get out of here!
Why?
That wound. I know the type of weapon that causes it, and believe you me, you don't want to meet the people who did this. Come on. As I thought, Cybermen.
Destroy them.
Wait! You can't kill us! I'm a genius.
Genius?
Yes, I'm a genius. As is my companion. Aren't you, Chloe?
I am?
See? Told you. I have detailed tactical and weapons knowledge that your leader would find useful.
You will accompany me.
Not again. Doctor, do you ever manage to avoid capture?
Not really. It's an old habit of mine.
What? Getting captured?
No, avoiding things.
Cybermen?
Surely not, sir. I mean, they haven't dared set foot in this system since the Alliance was formed against them 21 years ago. The war must be going badly for the Alliance if they've reached this far into our space.
Well, they are here, and we have to stop them gaining control of this station. Oh, look, I'm sorry. It's just that you can't possibly realize what the implications are. If they succeed in continuing their sweep this far. And besides, there's the drive to think about. We can't let them get their hands on it. Look, have you ever actually seen a Cyberman in person?
I've seen digitized recordings in the CG Museum, sir.
That's right. It would have been just after you were born. There was a gigantic conference on Earth, and the entire solar system was on maximum alert. Only delegation ships were allowed into the exclusion zone. However, a small group of freighters were also allowed into the zone issued with special transponder codes.
Whatever for?
To deliver supplies, that sort of thing. Anyway, the Cybermen hid a large number of troops on one of these freighters, and they planned to crash it into Earth and destroy the conference.
So what happened?
Well, most of the details were covered up, but apparently the captain of the freighter was helped by a man called the Doctor, who had defeated the Cybermen on many occasions in the past. And in the future.
The future? But time travel's impossible.
It seems he had a time machine. Apparently it was a funny looking thing, shaped like a big blue wooden cabinet.
A big blue cabinet? Sir, there was an obstruction matching that description reported on Deck 12. I was about to send work crews down to move it. I thought it was just another collapsed bulkhead and someone had got the report wrong.
What? Why didn't you tell me? Is it within internal scanner range at all?
I think so, sir. Hold on. Here you are, sir. It's the best I can do.
Well, it certainly looks like this Doctor's time machine. Perhaps he knew the Cybermen were coming and returned to help defeat them.
Sir, sorry to interrupt, but I've just received a report that says the Cybermen have seized Deck 12 entirely. Apparently, they're currently moving towards the bridge. Heavy casualties amongst our forces, but none of the Cybermen appear to be damaged. The security teams are now regrouping on Deck 1 to defend the bridge. Remote mines are now being issued.
Very well. Have them assemble around the perimeter of the bridge.
Very good, sir.
Resistance has been overcome, leader. The humans have regrouped near their bridge. As was suspected, their weapons are no match against us. Logic now dictates that they will deploy heavier firepower in one final attempt at destroying us. Your logic is impeccable. We will now move towards the bridge and take it by force.
Leader, I have found two humans wandering around near the airlock. They do not appear to be members of this crew. The male claims to have tactical knowledge, but his manner and arrogance make this seem unlikely.
Your deduction is sound. We have no need of prisoners. Kill them.
Hold on a moment. Don't you recognize your mortal enemy?
Ah, we meet again, Doctor. Your appearance has changed once more.
Several times since we last met, and if my memory serves me, each time we meet, I have defeated you.
That is true. However, this time, there will be one difference. We shall win, and you will finally be eradicated.
Why should this occasion be any different to that last time? What are you doing here that could be so important? It's only a space station, after all.
That is where you are wrong, Doctor. This is more than just a space station. It contains the key to the future of the cyber race.
What do you mean? The war with the Alliance going badly, is it?
It is. Their combined forces are proving too resourceful.
So, this station makes it justifiable to come this deep into enemy territory, risking everything.
It does.
How so?
You are our enemy. It is not logical to divulge this information to you.
You're a superior force, and I am your prisoner. Who am I going to tell?
Very well, I will explain. The humans have been making significant progress in the field of matter transportation.
Oh, the Cybermen can't wrap their tin heads around it. The humans beat you to it, hmm?
All our resources are currently being used in the war effort. However, one item the humans have developed has been of particular interest. A drive that enables the humans to create a rift in the space-time vortex and travel between dimensions. Since learning this information, we have developed a radio device that enables us to communicate with Cybermen in parallel universes.
So, you want to open a wormhole and bring an invasion fleet from another dimension into this one? A beef up your numbers, so to speak.
That is correct, Doctor. And there is nothing you can do to stop us. We must take the bridge at once. Come with me, Doctor. You will witness the Cybermen's greatest triumph. Then you will be eradicated.
Why not kill me now?
Your intimate knowledge of the human species may prove useful to us.
And you seriously think that I'll comply?
If you do not, your companion will be destroyed.
How long before the Cybermen reach here?
Just over 2 minutes.
And when will our preparations be complete?
About a minute and a half, sir. I've dispatched a small group to mine the two corridors outside the lift entrances with remote mines. They should be back here just before the Cybermen arrive.
You've done well, even if things are a little too close for comfort. If we survive this, I'll recommend you for a commendation.
Sir, we've finished placing the obstructions in the corridor. They've been strategically placed to give us maximum protection while giving us the best sniper positions.
Very good, Corporal Tiller. Right, to your positions. It's time to fight back.
It is logical that the humans will have mined the lift shaft in some way, Leader. Prepare to send two cyber units into the lift to test the human defenses, Leader. Units 12 and 45, report to lift shaft 12. Units 24 and 56, report to lift shaft 4. Doctor, what are the units likely to encounter?
Defeat. I've had a lot of contact with humans over the years, and have found them to be very resourceful.
That is true, Doctor. The humans are very resourceful. However, this time we have the upper hand.
What a predictable response.
Leader, the units are now ready in the lifts. Do you wish them to proceed to the bridge?
Yes. Speed is vital.
Cybermen entering lift. The lift is proceeding up the shaft.
Can you tell how many Cybermen are in each lift?
With no cameras or sensors in them, it's impossible to say. However, I'm guessing that the Cybermen would want to take the bridge as soon as possible, so they'd probably send all their forces up in one go.
That may well be, but they'd also expect some kind of trap, so they might be cautious. Hold on, everyone ready? The lift's almost here.
Eradicate them.
Detonate!
The humans had mined the corridor, as was expected, Doctor. Their key defenses have been spent.
Is he right, Doctor?
He may well be, but your species usually isn't that hasty.
Send the rest of the warrior units up to the bridge. They are to eradicate all resistance. We will follow when the battle is won.
Yes, Leader.
The four Cybermen that were sent up have been destroyed, sir.
Well, we'd best get ready for the rest of them. Now that we've detonated our only mines, they'll probably attack in force.
I think you spoke too soon.
Eradicate them.
Attack!
Progress report. Our troops have encountered a small resistance force at each lift entrance. The humans' weapons have proven no match for ours.
As expected. How long before we take the bridge?
If we depart for the bridge now, it will be captured by the time we reach it.
This is excellent news. We will proceed. Doctor, you will now witness the Cybermen's greatest triumph.
Don't be too sure of that. The battle's not over yet.
Silence!
Captain, we've lost the battle. We must activate the self-destruct sequence and get out of here.
Do it. That's it. They're all dead. Let's get out of here.
This station is now under the control of the Cybermen.
Leader, the self-destruct sequence has been activated.
Then deactivate it. Now it is time to bring our invasion force through. Prepare to open the wormhole. Leader.
Hello, I'm the Doctor and this is Chloe. You are...
Captain Ricketts, and this is Commander Pashley. Are you really THE Doctor? The one who helped Captain Briggs back in 26?
The very same.
Silence! Doctor, it is now time to witness our greatest triumph. Open the wormhole.
Oh my God!
That ship! It's huge!
I'd say at least the size of a continent.
What the hell is going on? Who's on that ship?
More Cybermen. Judging by its size, I'd say about 1 billion more.
How can we possibly hope to stand up to that height?
You cannot. It is clear that victory is ours.
Doctor, is he right? Have the Cybermen won?
Yes, they won. The Cybermen have won.
Doctor Who, Sentinel, written by Matthew Kapelke, Part 2 of 4, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Lorne Hill as Chloe Richards, Vitold Tietze as Captain Ricketts, Bill Billingsley as Commander Pashley and the Cyber Scout, Scott Marshall as Corporal Tiller, David Hutchinson as the Cyber Leader, and Jeff Kelly as the Cyber Lieutenant. Production: script editing was performed by Vitold Tietze. Recording was arranged by Matthew Kapelke and Dario Weston. Title music by Ron Grainer and arranged by Dominic Glynn. Incidental music was by Malcolm Clark. Editing and special sound by Matthew Kapelke. Produced and directed by Matthew Kapelke. Copyright 1999, Back to Reality Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.